WCCO Minneapolis St. Paul, it's 9 o'clock 51.
CBS News, this is Judy Muller. A broadcast by Radio Moscow today called the accident at a nuclear plant in the Ukraine a disaster and said the victims are being treated. The statement still gave no details on casualties or the extent of damage, but according to piecemeal information obtained in the West, it appears the city of Kiev has been spared the major effects from the radioactive fallout. But as Gary Thatcher reports from Moscow, a security area has been set up around the immediate area of the plant.
The Soviets have told West German technicians who are working near the city of Kiev that a security zone has been established within a 30-kilometer radius of the plant. Now, they didn't elaborate and explain what that security zone meant, other than don't go in the area. The West Germans have assumed that that may well mean that people are being moved out of the area. They estimate there are some 50,000 people involved in that 30-kilometer radius, but there's been no official confirmation that they are, in fact, being moved out.
Gary Thatcher in Moscow. Most nuclear scientists believe the accident is a major one involving a meltdown of the reactor core. And the Soviets are asking for help in dealing with the situation, as George Wood reports from Stockholm.
Friedrich Reich of the Swedish Nuclear Inspectorate says that the Soviet embassy here in Stockholm has contacted his office to ask for advice about putting out reactor fires. And Reich says that it's obvious that the graphite in the Soviet reactor is on fire.
A similar request for aid has been made of the West German government. Wellington Long reports from Bonn.
The Soviet Union has asked West Germany's atomic industry how to fight a graphite fire in a nuclear reactor. Manfred Petrol, spokesman for the German Atomic Forum, said this means to him that the nuclear plant north of Kiev is still burning. He said his group told the Russians that West German experts could provide both the requested information and, if wanted, also special equipment. Other German officials are studying wind movements, including that of the jet stream, to determine whether the radioactive cloud that appeared over Finland and Sweden could be swept over West Germany, too. Wellington Long for CBS News, Bonn.
The Polish government spokesman Jerzy Urban has confirmed that a radioactive cloud passed or perhaps is still passing over northeastern Poland. Polish authorities reportedly have been in direct contact with the Soviets on this subject. More news after this.
Sears is celebrating its new century, and something else, too. This coming month, we'll sell our 50 millionth die-hard battery. So we're offering a new die-hard special edition battery, more powerful than our regular die-hard, but priced $20 less. It's a special purchase at just $49.99 with trade-in. So join the celebration. Get a die-hard special edition, just $49.99 while quantities last.
There's more for your life.
We install confidence.
At Sears.
Hi, it's Phil for Purex. I'm here at Mount Rushmore next to the ear of George Washington to point out how small Purex may look next to the big guy. But we've got something they don't. See, Purex makes quality cleaning products like they do, but we sell ours for less. That's why we can say...
Purex is America's first choice in value, clear across the USA. So be a smart shopper and clean up the Purex way.
Thanks for listening, George.
Purex, America's first choice in value.
Authorities in Jerusalem say they've arrested several Arabs suspected of killing a British tourist and wounding an American and a West German. Israel Radio reports the suspects are believed to belong to a guerrilla network linked to Saeed Abu Musa, a Palestinian based in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. A bomb exploded in Santiago, Chile today near the residence of the U.S. ambassador. There were no injuries, but several houses in the area were damaged. There was no claim of responsibility. President Reagan has arrived in the Indonesian island of Bali. While there, he plans to push the concept of free trade and talks with leaders of several Asian countries. The government's barometer of economic activity, the Index of Leading Indicators, rose at a slower rate in March than a month earlier, but say analysts the 5/10 increase in March is still a healthy gain. The biggest economic factor boosting the index was the surge in stock prices. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 4.96 at 1848.71. Volume on the big board, 19,150,000 shares.
I love coffee, I love me. I love my Sanka, cause it loves me. Sanka and me, I'm glad I'm getting free. A cup, a cup.
Satisfying Sanka brand decaffeinated coffee. You can drink it all day long and feel good about it.
Oh, my Sanka loves me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Sanka and me.
Did you know Business Land has their very own line of products? It's true. And did you know you can actually get more for your money when you buy a Business Land label? Like an extra feature or a longer warranty. But don't get the idea that Business Land slaps their name on just anything. Every product goes through a battery of extensive performance and reliability tests. You know, it kind of makes you wish everything carried the Business Land label. Like my car.
Business Land, where business people are going to buy computers.
Authorities in Washington State investigating the death of a Pullman woman believe she may have died of cyanide poisoning after taking two extra-strength Tylenol capsules. 21-year-old Sandy Lynn Gregory died on Sunday morning in a Spokane hospital. A somber scene today at the huge runway at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida as the coffins with the remains of the seven Challenger astronauts were loaded one by one on a C-141 transport. The coffins, each with a full military escort, are being flown to Dover Air Base in Delaware. Once there, the remains will be prepared for burial or cremation in accordance with the wishes of the families. Judy Muller, CBS News.
Excuse me. Everyone, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. Okay, now, owners of every make of car are represented here today. Is that correct? Okay, good. Now, the subject is the Lifetime Service Guarantee. That's the free car repair guarantee that covers thousands of customer-paid repairs for as long as you own your car. Now, all those not eligible, please move to the left. Let's go. Chrysler owners, move to the left, please. That's it. Come on, all you Dodge owners, move over there. That's it. You imports, to the left, please. All you GM owners, come on, let's go. All right. Now, I'm going to have to ask you to leave this commercial. All right, who's left? Ford.
Lincoln.
Mercury.
There you have it, listeners. The only car owners eligible for the Lifetime Service Guarantee. An exclusive guarantee that gives you maximum value in car repairs. Ask for a copy of the guarantee only at participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers. Because quality cars deserve quality care.
It's 7 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. Charlie and Raj, Boone and Erickson here. 55 now in sunny skies. Although they're still talking about showers later. And we're talking about the NFL draft. And we mentioned that Sid Hartman had it all in his column yesterday.
Well, he did.
You didn't take it seriously.
I didn't take it seriously.
You have to hear it on the air first. You have to hear it on WCCO.
Unless he says it on the air, well, then it's official. So he was trying to hide. If he had come in on our show and said, this is the way it's going to go, then I'd believe it. But since he just hides it in the paper, you know, I just kind of disregarded it.
But he did have it in the paper.
Here's what he said in yesterday's column. The Vikings expect to trade for one or more of three veteran offensive tackles during Tuesday's draft. One of them is Gary Zimmerman, formerly of the defunct Los Angeles Express. The Giants selected him in the NFL supplemental draft, but he doesn't want to play in New York. Originally, the USFL gave Zimmerman permission to negotiate with the Giants, but recently the USFL convinced Memphis it should pick up the last 2 years of his contract. Zimmerman insists that his contract prevents him from being assigned to another USFL club. Vikings general manager Mike Lynn said he won't pay the Giants' asking price of a number one draft choice for Zimmerman, but he might exchange first or second choices, or perhaps add a player. So Sid more or less had it. Anyway, he had Gary Zimmerman there. It's one of them they wanted. So once again, there's Sid with that inside information, but as I said, it's not. You can't believe it until he says it on the air.
8:30 after 9 o'clock. Tuesday morning, the 29th. It's 55 outside this morning. Sun shining bright. The Moody Blues. Can't be too moody on a day like this.
Once upon a time.
At 12 minutes past 9, your wildest dreams. Your wildest dreams, probably being out on the lake, could get up to 70 today. Wow. Nice day, mostly sunny and pleasant. They've adjusted the forecast, so we'll hear more about that in just a minute.
Say, this is Roger Erickson here for Wayzata Marina Mercury.
That's what I was thinking about, the dreams of being on the lake.
Yes. Hey, let me tell you about the boat I saw out there. I found the perfect boat.
Perfect boat?
Yep, it's a 19-foot Stingray. Cuddy cabin powered by a 140-horse Mercruiser. Horse. It's a pretty boat. This boat has everything. I mean everything. You can sleep on this boat. Even has a porta-potty. Comes with full top and side curtains, a teak swim platform, fully adjustable reclining seats, free depth finder. The smooth 140-horse Mercruiser pushes this boat at more than 40 miles per hour, planes off quickly, and it's a perfect boat for trailering. What a boat for the St. Croix, for Minnetonka, for anywhere. This boat is on display at Wayzata Marine. You see it right when you walk in the door. And note the beautiful finishing touches this boat has. All teak wood, all carpeting, luxurious seating, and more. Now, the best news of all, you can buy this boat for $181 a month. $181 a month at Wayzata Marine. Stop and see Gary Briggs, Rick Wondra, or any of the other friendly professionals.
That's almost as much as my mortgage.
Yes, $181.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do have a low mortgage.
Oh, yeah. I bought a house when it was cheap.
Well, you got to know your priorities here. I mean, you're going to have a house, but I'll take that boat.
Okay. Well, if it's got a potty and, you know, you can sleep on it, you're in business. 14 minutes past 9, 55. The CCO temperature. Hey, let's get the weather right now from the CCO Weather Center after we hear from Wally.
Wally McCarthy announces exciting all-new finance rates as low as 5.9% on selected Oldsmobile models. The interest rates are down and the sale is on at Wally McCarthy's Oldsmobile.
Okay, Mel Lefevre, you adjusted that forecast to my liking. I like that. Mostly sunny and pleasant today, high of around 70. I like it.
That's the right direction to go, isn't it?
Oh, I'll say.
After yesterday,
I
just couldn't get things bad enough yesterday. That temperature got down into the 40s and stayed there. What a nasty afternoon. But it sure was green, and it's beautiful out there this morning with that blue sky and the sunshine on all the green grass. I noticed that some of the grass along the highway is almost a foot high already after some rain and a bit of warm weather. Most of the stuff that was developing across this area overnight has faded out, and although the system is sharpening to the west that will produce some showers tonight, it appears that it will concentrate it in that area, so it'll delay it a few hours, giving us another nice day here in the Twin Cities. We should get very close to 70 this afternoon with a lot of sunshine. There'll be some high clouds moving in, I think, during the afternoon, and tonight a good chance of some showers developing as the system comes out of the southwest. They should linger around the area, probably into the morning hours tomorrow, and then move out during the afternoon. But we'll be fairly mild tomorrow as well, with a high temperature 60 or 62. Right now it's sunny and 45 up at Duluth. Rochester partly sunny and 56. Madison sunshine and 54. Same thing at Milwaukee. Beautiful weather across the Dakotas. Generally, although a few more clouds out there, mostly sunny and 49 degrees. That's the high cloudiness out in the Aberdeen area. Here in the Twin Cities, look for 70, as we said, this afternoon, 50 tonight, and about 60 or 62 for tomorrow. Latest readings, southwest 12. That'll increase somewhat. Barometer rising, 2990. 72% humidity, a beautiful sunny morning, and we're up 5 degrees in the last hour to 55.
Hey, how are we doing, Calamari? You have enough Calamari with us?
Hey, hi, my name is Vittorio, chef from the Ristorante. I'm going to tell you what we got tonight here. First of all, we're going to go here in the pantry, and we make a beautiful antipasto. It's a fresh melon wrapped with the prosciutto ham. Over here we have a salata di carciofini. It's marinara artichokes with extra virgin olive oil.
I show you the meal. Okay, this one here.
Tonight we have a vitello alla paisana, and you can see this is a fresh scallopini meal. And we're going to do those saute scallopini tonight in olive oil, garlic, fresh mint, shrimp, and mushroom. Also tonight, we're going to have a nice fresh saute chicken breast, pollo alla ciro. Okay, mussels. See mussels? Follow me, paisano. Let's go. Hey, give me the dessert tray. Dolci, fragole con zabaglione, fresh strawberry topped with Marsala wine custard. Mwah. Too bad this is a non-commercial. Everything's going to be gone when you're going to be hearing this.
Pronto Ristorante. For reservations, call 333-4414.
If you want something special, just ask for it. Pretend like you're living at home.
Hey, from a pasta vazul to lutefisk. In a waterfowl soup. That's the way we go now. From pasta vazul to lutefisk.
Yeah, you bet.
Sure. That's what
we have here.
About, yeah?
We have Janet Letness Martin. What kind of a Scandinavian name is Martin, Janet?
Very Swedish.
Oh, come on. No Swedish name, Martin.
Well, it was Janssen, but there was too many on the mail route, so they changed it to Martin.
Also, there is a Alan Padnum. That is Norsk.
Yeah,
Dansk Norsk. Oh, yeah. Well, now, you people came up with a book called Cream and Bread, and now you have another one, Second Helpings of Cream and Bread. How did this all start? You live around Hastings?
Yes.
Both of you?
Correct. We're neighbors in Hastings, back to back, and Janet came over one night about 3 years ago with a picture of her brother when he was about 4 years old, and that's the cover of our first book, Cream and Bread. And she said, just look at this kid. He's been fed on cream and bread. We should write a book about this.
And you both knew Cream and Bread. Now, Janet, you're not very old. What are you?
39.
39?
Great.
How can you remember Cream and Bread? You have to be 79 to remember Cream and Bread.
No. One lady said to me, she said, you must have gotten this information from your mother. She said, you didn't know this. And I said, oh, yes, I did. I said, my mother's been dead for 20 years. I said, I grew up that way. I grew up in North Dakota. And my grandparents didn't come over till 1915.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I knew Cream and Bread.
Okay, for some who don't know Cream and Bread, if there should for any reason be someone like that, it's hard to believe. Tell us what Cream and Bread was.
Well, sometimes it was supper, and sometimes it was a snack. And sometimes...
Well, no, you drink it, didn't you?
No, we usually ate it. What we did was just poured cream over homemade bread. And
that was cream that came to the top.
That was creamy
and
cream.
And the milk pail.
Cream and cream.
That was really cream.
Yeah, real cream. Right. Top milk. And then we put a little sugar on it. And since we wrote the book, we probably had 100 to 200 letters, people telling us how they ate it, their cream and bread. They put brown sugar on it. Some used sour cream. But
how did that start? Why cream and bread?
Well, it was easy. It was quick and it was easy. And you had the cream.
Yeah.
And I was raised in Illinois. And down in Illinois, we had a little cinnamon on there, and
that's what we used to do
with thick cream and sugar. And
I figured it was, you know, we had six kids, and after preparing three meals a day for so many days, you know, it was time for cream and bread again.
That's right,
because everybody could do that. Just take the bread and then pour the cream on it. But to do it right today, you'd have to get whipped cream, wouldn't you? To get close to the cream,
that'd be about as close as you could get.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't whip it, you use
right,
whipped cream
right,
for that.
Right.
Cream and bread, sugar.
Sugar.
Yeah.
And some people put caramel syrup on it.
But now, along with the cream and bread, you go into a lot of other things, not only foods but other stuff. But you have, for instance, the proper way of preparing Jell-O. What Jell-O to serve.
That's right.
Could you go into some of that?
Well, the Jell-O's in Cream and Bread. We have company Jell-O and Jell-O for a crowd. And
now, what was company Jell-O?
Company Jell-O, well, you had a little bit extra in it, like maybe one large banana sliced in or some fruit cocktail or...
Sunday night was always whipped cream on top.
Yeah.
Whipped cream.
Yeah, today they would have that fruit cocktail in the Jell-O for company. You didn't have that back then, though. You had fruit. That was from the sauce.
Yeah, but the fruit cocktail was for, like, silver wedding anniversaries and other doings.
Otherwise, it was red, wasn't it? Red was the standard Jell-O?
Yes, red was. Green, we had green once in a while with fish.
Well, green Jell-O went with fish.
Fish, right. With a little mayonnaise on top of it.
See, we have...
With carrots in it.
We just had meat, you know. We had pork and beef. We didn't get the fish very much, so we only had red.
Well, you had lutefisk, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. What Jell-O you did with lutefisk?
Red.
Well, there you are. It's red. Say, before we go on, Tim Moreland is on the line.
Right after this.
Just a few corrections on this memo, Ms. Wheeler.
All right.
Make this period a comma.
Mm-hmm.
Make the comma a semicolon.
Right.
A semicolon a dash.
Mm-hmm.
A dash a period.
Gotcha.
Then, in paragraph two.
Oh. I need a vacation. Like nobody's business. I need a vacation. Just give me those friendly skies.
This summer, you need the airline with low fares to more places. The biggest bargain airline in the land, United.
I'm gonna spread my wings and do something different someplace there. Cause I'm not just flying
a low fare.
I'm flying a vacation in the friendly skies.
You think this week was bad, Kramer? Wait till next week.
Next week? I'm gone next week.
I'm flying a vacation in the friendly skies.
From Minneapolis, fly to Chicago for $54, Denver for $79, Seattle for $109, and San Francisco for only $119. And United has many more fares this low. Fares are each way and a round trip purchase. Restrictions apply, so call today.
22 and a half minutes past 9 o'clock. 55 sunny. We've revised the forecast. Sunny and bright, high of 70 today. Going up to 70, and maybe showers later, but we'll talk about that later. From the NFL Draft Headquarters, Tim Moreland, Paul Flatley.
Yes, sir, Charlie. And the Vikings have made their selection of the winner of the media pool as Kurt Brown of the St. Paul Pioneer Press and Dispatch. He was the one who said the Vikings would take defensive end Gerald Robinson from Auburn, 6'3 and 250 pounds. That surprised a lot of people here, guys. Here's what the book says on Gerald Robinson. Speed is his greatest asset. Excellent speed, fine pass rush potential, can make plays sideline to sideline, should be able to get bigger than his 6'3", 250 pounds right now. On the negative side, somewhat an erratic player. Isn't very instinctive, waste steps getting to the ball, needs to bulk up, get a little bit stronger, a little bit heavier. A four-year letterman is Gerald Robinson, a starter, 1983, 84, and 85. Sat out the spring of 85 because of a shoulder injury, but it is rehabilitated. He was a pass-rushing end in a 5-2 defense, which means he could be an outside linebacker in a 34, or if they play the four-man front, as the Vikings indicate now they will, he would be, of course, a defensive end. And that's the story on Gerald Robinson, the Vikings' number one pick. He was the 14th man chosen on the first round today out of Auburn, the second Auburn player picked.
Say, Timmy, I had Detroit picking Chuck Long. Then what happened?
Then San Diego took James Fitzpatrick, a big offensive tackle from Southern Cal, 6'7 and 285.
What was the reaction to Robinson around there?
Well, I think a little bit of surprise. I think Kurt Brown was the only guy who thought that he would be a first-round selection by anybody. And I'm sure he's a good player, no doubt about that. And the Vikings did satisfy, if he can play, position-wise, a need that everybody had talked about, and that's the pass rush. They had to solidify that.
Well, and feel better about that that Zimmerman trade, too, when you realize we need somebody to protect the passer. We don't have anybody to protect our passer, and we don't have anybody who can rush their passer.
That's true. So both needs were satisfied. Now, the Vikings still have other needs. There's no question about that, Rog. They still need a running back. They'd like to have a big running back. You recall a couple of games last year, I think one against Green Bay and one against the Rams. Vikings had it inside the 1 or 2 yard line and could not punch it in. At one point, it was about the 6-inch line and couldn't punch it in. So they'd like to have a big, strong back who can bang in there in those tough yardage situations and goal line situations.
Wasn't one of those available here?
Oh, yeah, no question about it.
They aren't going to pick until the fourth round now.
That's right.
So a lot of players gone by that time.
That's right. And so whether they'll get a running back by the fourth round, I don't know. But I think you're right. You know, they can't protect the passer and they can't rush the passer. So now in their first two picks, they have satisfied those needs with Gary Zimmerman's rights. And I'm sure they'll be able to sign Zimmerman, the former USFL player.
Well, from all that's happened then, would you say that Jerry Burns is in charge?
Well, I don't know if anybody's in charge with Mike Lynn around, to tell you the truth, but I would say Jerry got a couple of the players, a couple of positions anyway, that he needed badly. Interesting note on Gary Zimmerman. Zimmerman in the USFL was, I guess he had a contract with the LA Express, which folded, which would have paid him for the upcoming year $275,000, for the following year $350,000. So the Vikings do have a fairly expensive offensive lineman, you know, not an all-out go-broke type guy like Bill Frelick last year, but a fairly expensive offensive lineman they'll have to sign.
Okay, I'm going to talk. We'll check you a little later.
All right, guys.
Okay, Timmy Moreland, Paul Flatley on the scene at the NFL Draft Headquarters, and it's 55, we're going for 70, beautiful day, the Torgerson Holiday Inns of Elmar and Fairmont.
What are they doing
You know
now?
The Torgersons? You know those guys.
Yeah.
Dave and his brother Tim, is it? They wish to bid you a friendly hello and tell you about some of the many things they have going on. The Torgerson's Holiday Inn serve all their weekday guests a complimentary breakfast buffet.
Hey, what's color yellow, I wonder?
I don't know. They maybe even have honeysuckles and cream.
Ooh, yeah.
Visit their restaurants the night before and experience some of the finest dining in Minnesota. Complimentary breakfast, yet another enjoyable experience. So if you're traveling outstate Minnesota, remember the Torgerson Holiday Inns in Wilmar and Fairmont.
Yeah.
They will introduce you to personal service similar to that received in quaint inns of the old country.
Yeah.
just like Waldressen around there.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, when is this here Charlie as good?
Well, as good as coming around here.
Because I'd like to hear what he has to say.
We'll do that right after this.
Oh, good.
Give someone you love Liberace for Mother's Day. Liberace brings his all-new production to Northrop Auditorium Wednesday through Sunday, May 7th to 11th, Mother's Day week. See Liberace's own cars, his rhinestone piano, and much, much more. As for the heart of the show, the music, Liberace will perform beautiful pop standards and classical favorites spanning his four decades as an entertainer. Liberace, six shows only, May 7th to 11th. Call 371-5656 for tickets.
News break. News and comment. Charles Osgood, CBS News. It was deceptively silent. There's no report of an earth-shaking explosion or blinding flash or mushroom cloud. The outside world first found out about it yesterday because a worker at a nuclear power plant in Forsmark, Sweden, doing a routine radiation check on his clothing, set off an alarm. The levels were extraordinarily high. Then other reports started coming in from other parts of Sweden and elsewhere in Scandinavia. The source had to be the Soviet Union, but for hours there was no admission from there that anything had happened. Then the tense confirmation, an accident has occurred at the Chernobyl atomic power plant as one of the atomic reactors was damaged. Measures are being taken to eliminate the consequences of the accident. Aid is being given to those affected. A government commission has been set up, unquote. Lots of obfuscation there. Accident? What kind of accident? Damage? What kind of damage? Measures? What measures? Consequences? What consequences? People affected? What people? How many? Deaths? Injuries? What? Even with the obfuscation, it's extraordinary the Soviets would mention the accident at all. Why did they? And then this morning, the unprecedented Soviet call for help from Sweden and West Germany and advice from them on fighting fire in a nuclear reactor. Clearly, something dreadful has happened and is happening. A core meltdown, or maybe worse, Western scientists say. Stand by.
Safe driver, so I shopped around for auto insurance. Liberty Mutual gave me the best protection and saved me money, too. I believe in Liberty.
America believes in Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
We asked 1,000 doctors if they were stranded on a desert island, which one medicine would they want along? Tylenol, extra strength Tylenol, Advil, or Bayer? Doctors chose Bayer aspirin, nearly 2-1 over extra strength Tylenol, more than 8-1 over Advil. Doctors chose Bayer, the wonder drug. And since doctors chose Bayer, shouldn't you? Bayer, the wonder drug that works wonders. Use only as directed.
The Chernobyl nuclear power plant is only 60 miles or so from the third largest city in the Soviet Union. Kiev has a population of 2.3 million. How in the world would they ever evacuate that city if they had to? So far, everything seems normal there, according to most sources, but there's been at least one unconfirmed report of buses being commandeered. Of course, the people of Kiev, and for that matter all Soviet citizens, will be told only what the government wants them to know. In the winter of 1957 and 58, a terrible nuclear accident occurred in the Ural Mountains near Chelyabinsk. The Soviet authorities never acknowledged it, but exiled Soviet scientists and the American CIA say it did indeed happen. At that time, they say, several towns and villages had to be evacuated, and radioactive material spread over 1,000 square miles. Leo Tommerman, a Soviet physicist, visited the area in the 1960s. To the right and to the left, as far as I could see, he wrote, there was empty land. The land was dead. No villages, no towns, no cultivated fields or pastures, no herds, no people, nothing. It was like the moon for many hundreds of square kilometers, useless and unproductive for a very long time, he said. The CIA says after that accident, at least 30 villages were abandoned, and their names simply deleted from Soviet maps after that. This is ancient history, of course. But now, something else is going on. We don't know what it is. It's far too soon to assess or to measure it. But already we know that it is at least potentially disastrous. Forget the Cold War and ideology for the moment. If we can help the Soviets at this troubled hour, we should. We share the same planet. We share their humanity. Now, perhaps, is the time to remember that. Now this.
Gosh, Ellen. It's so romantic being parked under the stars with you. But do you think your Doberman would mind sitting in the back?
Harvey, nothing
comes between me and my dog. Well, except his Hearts 2-in-1 flea and tick collar.
If you're close to your dog or cat, get the Hearts 2-in-1 collar. Because when you put a Hearts collar on your pet, it helps protect you and your family, too. Kills dangerous fleas and ticks for 5 months.
Ellen, maybe I'll sit in the back.
Oh, okay.
The Hearts 2-in-1 collar. The collar to get if you're close to your pet.
News break. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
Okay, Charles, it's 27 minutes now before 10 o'clock. You know, it's Dan Patch's birthday today. Remember he had Joe Egan on, the Dan Patch historian?
Mm-hmm.
Joe?
Yes?
Dan Patch's birthday, how old would he be?
Well, today he would be, let's see, he was born in 1896, so he would be 90 years old.
He said, well, that's a horse.
Yes, he was quite a horse.
That's pretty old for a horse.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He was one of the greatest.
He was one of the greatest, and I know that you're a historian about Dan Patch. And,
I've never seen anybody better than Dan Patch.
Did you see him?
Oh, sure, I must have.
when did he race?
Well, he did most of his racing and exhibitions between 1900 and 1909.
Oh, Roger saw him. Yeah, Roger.
Yeah. So Roger seen him.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, Joe, thanks for reminding us.
Well, thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe Egan, Dan Patch historian.
And they named those cover-ups for our overalls they used to sew on. They named them after Dan Patch.
Yeah, Egan was named after Joe Egan's great-uncle.
Is that right? Yeah.
Say, in the news at this hour, we're all wondering about the nuclear fire at that large atomic power plant. West Germany's now offering to help the Soviet Union put out that fire near Kiev. Moscow asked Sweden for its help in fighting the blaze, which is considered deadlier than a plant meltdown. President Reagan now in Bali, Indonesia, arriving to a traditional welcoming ceremony featuring bare-shouldered dancing girls. Reagan will meet with the foreign ministers of six Asian countries before flying to Tokyo. The Commerce Department reports the broad gauge of economic indicators grew in March to post its 10th consecutive monthly gain, and Senate Republican leader Robert Dole wants to slice $19 million in taxes in an effort to save money in next year's budget plan. Those are some of the news stories, and of course in the NFL draft, the top story.
NFL draft, Vikings made all kinds of trades, and they ended up with trading their draft picks to the New York Giants to get a player who has been playing for the L.A. Express, but the Giants had the rights to him, and he is 6'5", 280, offensive tackle, Gary Zimmerman. Then the Vikings still had their first draft pick, which had been traded down to number 14, and on that pick they got Gerald Robinson, a 6'3", 250, defensive tackle from Auburn, Gerald Robinson.
This is Howard Viken for Share Senior Care. Share lowered their rates to $9.95 per month. You knew that, didn't you? But this new low rate is only part of the story. We've taken Minnesota's most experienced health plan for seniors and made it even better. Now Share Senior Care includes paid-in-full preventive dental care. Routine checkups, cleaning, fluoride treatments, x-rays are covered in full at Share Dentists. Also, emergency treatment at Share facilities is easier than ever with no co-payments. And with the addition of over 100 new doctors to Share's growing network of medical offices, your doctor may now be a part of Share. So if you're enrolled in Medicare, check into Share Senior Care and find out how Share's complete medical coverage can give you peace of mind that no Medicare insurance supplement can match. For more information, call Share Senior Care right now. The number's 830-3100. Call now. 830-3100.
Okay, Howard, 55 degrees, going for 70. Bright sunshine today. Time to play the Bud Light Bunch Twins Trivia Contest. You be the first caller at 989-2830 to answer this Bud Light Bunch Twins Trivia question. And you'll win 8 tickets to the June 17th Twins versus Chicago game, plus a grab bag full of Bud Light Bunch baseball souvenirs.
Here's the question.
This American League pitching veteran has struck out 100 or more batters in each of 20 consecutive seasons. A major league record. Who is he? This American League pitching veteran has struck out 100 or more batters in each of 20 consecutive seasons. A major league record. Let's not put him on the air because that way the other person knows who's been picked. That kind of reduces the...
There you got like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
That gives everyone an equal chance.
Okay.
So while you're talking with our guests, I'll take it off the air. And then...
And our guests are the authors of Second Helpings of Cream and Bread, Janet Letness Martin and Alan Todnum. The first book was Cream and Bread. I'll tell you that it's a paperback and priced right. It's only $59.95. Is that right?
$6.95.
$6.95. I knew it was something like that. $6.95. But it tells you a lot about the old-time Scandinavian homes. Now, in your first book, you did stuff like an ufta, ishta, and fida.
Ufta, ishta, and fida, yeah.
Ufta, what are the difference with all those? What is ufta is...
Well, an ufta... A lot of things are an ufta.
Yeah.
An ishta has to do with the hired man stepping in the stuff in the barn.
Oh, that's ishta. Yeah. And what is fida?
Fida has to do with, like, a flusi.
Yeah, I always understood, you know, my parents said, no, that's not right for you to use fida because that's kind of zingy. Am I right in that one?
Yeah, I heard that too, but we put it in anyway.
That was almost like swearing.
That's right.
But, of course, then we used it as much as we could. Yeah, fida, any other expressions that you remember?
Oh, we put name in duda.
Name what?
Name and duda.
Oh, name and. What does that mean?
Name and duda. Oh, no.
Yeah, name and. Say, so even in the when they'd speak English, there were always these few phrases that carried over.
And you still hear them, too.
And they're still here. Now, in your new book, Second Helpings, you have, generally it's like reminiscences and so on, right?
Right, and it's observations. There's diaries in there, and we have some recipes in there. Again, we have yellow for a crowd, and we have lutefisk to feed 1,200, if you're interested.
Oh, yeah. Now, you also have, like, Dear Emily. Dear Emily, who is Mind Your Manners and Your P's and Q's, she's kind of a Dear Abby.
That's right.
Only in the Scandinavian.
She's Norwegian.
Read one here for you. See what you have for... Dear Emily, in fact, why don't you have the read that one, Alan Todman, since you're part of... It's on page 62 there. You read the question, and then you will play Emily.
Okay.
Okay.
Dear Emily, the neighbor man lost his arm in the corn picker last Sunday. How can I be of help? Thinking of others.
Dear thinking of others, people who work on Sunday usually get what's due them. Since we have to be careful not to judge, a couple of hot dishes would be in order.
Hot dishes you always found at some church affair, didn't
That's
you?
That's right, many of them.
Hey, I don't know, did you ever have anything in there about painting in the house? I mean, I always found that white. Everything was painted white. All the woodwork was painted white. No matter how beautiful the woodwork got painted white. The chairs, a lot of them. And as wild as some Scandinavians would get, once in a while, off-white.
Well, we've got a whole chapter in here called Color Me Beautiful, Color Me White.
Okay. Okay, hang on.
Somebody called in and said they remember sour cream on the farm with brown sugar.
That's right.
Yeah. And honeysuckles with cream, too.
Honeysuckles?
You go out and pick honeysuckle flowers and put them in cream. Say, Tom Bushy from NSP is on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Say, we didn't get an answer, Tom, to that trivia question. You don't have it, do you? Everyone's guessing Phil Negro, but that's not the answer.
I'm not a very good guesser.
Tom is from NSP, and... could you explain for our listeners, because we're getting lots of calls, people want to know, what is a meltdown?
Well, first of all, the information we're getting from the Soviet Union obviously is very, very limited. I suspect what is happening there is actually a fire rather than what we might think of as a meltdown in this country. It sounds as though they have a graphite-moderated reactor that was and might still be burning. Graphite is a solid substance, and at certain temperatures it will start to burn, and the radioactive fuel is inside that graphite as well. So if those temperatures get high enough, it can start to destroy the fuel, and then that radioactivity goes into the air, primarily because the Soviets do not have containment buildings on their plants as we do here. A meltdown in this country would be fuel overheating. It doesn't burn in the sense that the graphite does, but it becomes extremely hot and then becomes molten. And an accident of that sort did occur at Three Mile Island, although it was not a complete core melt. There was partial core melt there.
Tom Boucher with us from the NSP. Tom, what effects on people in the immediate area and over, say, Scandinavia?
Again, I can only refer to what I have heard other experts say. The sorts of the levels of radiation being read in the Scandinavian countries should not be harmful to anyone. They are higher than background readings, but possibly no higher than a person would experience, let's say, living in Denver, Colorado at a higher elevation. In the near plant site, that might be a different case. It right now is impossible to say. Obviously, the Soviets aren't as available to their news media as we are in this country. But there was a similar accident, if what we're hearing is correct from the Soviet Union, there was a similar accident in Windscale in England in the late 1950s. A graphite reactor burned, a great deal of radioactivity was released, and there were no fatalities confirmed there. There's the possibility, the calculated possibility of some latent cancers involved, but no fatalities in the area and no area that was uninhabitable after the accident. So it really depends on, you know, how serious the fire is there and how much has been released and in what way. But it is obviously a very serious situation.
So there is a possibility of fatalities in the immediate area. But,
yes.
But you don't know that for sure with the experience of that graphite nuclear power plant in England where there weren't any.
To have any prompt fatalities would require some very acute exposures over a short period of time. And, you know, I have no indication of that occurred, but it's certainly possible.
But the fact that there's a fire, does that indicate an explosion? Not necessarily?
No, I think it probably just indicates overheating, the possibility that they lost their ability to cool that reactor core, and the temperature just went up until it reached the combustion temperature for the graphite, and then the graphite begins burning, and you have, you know, a very simple analogy, something like a bog fire where it continues to burn on its own and is pretty difficult to control. So my guess, and it's just that, would be that the reactor became overheated somehow. They were no longer able to cool it, and the fire got out of control.
There's so many people in this area who have connections, who have relatives back to not only Scandinavia, but also in that portion of the Soviet Union, Ukraine and all, and so they're naturally very concerned. But you would consider that the Scandinavian countries really would not be harmed that much.
I've not heard any authority say that those levels of radiation would be harmful to anyone. They are higher than normal, and the levels of release from the plant would not be legal in this country, obviously, but no, they do not appear to be any sort of a health threat at all.
Okay. Thank you, Tom Boucher.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Tom Boucher is a media representative for Northern States Power. Boy, we had all kinds of answers for that trivia. The American League pitching veteran, striking out 100 or more batters in each of 20 consecutive seasons, a major league record, and we had so many answers. Phil Niekro, Noel Ryan, Seaver, Cy Young. Niekro was probably the one most mentioned, but he was not the one. Only one person mentioned the actual name of the winner, and that was the last call I took, and it was Mark Rudolph. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Mark, you got the correct answer. How did you figure that out?
Many idle hours spent.
Many idle hours, okay. Well, you have won 8 tickets to the June 17th Twins in Chicago game, plus a grab bag full of goodies, and congratulations.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
We'll get that out to you. The name, Mark, once again.
Rudolph.
The red-nosed reindeer? I mean the name of the name of the pitcher.
Oh, Don Sutton.
Okay.
I wish I was a middle-inning reliever.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay.
Okay. Don Sutton was the name. We do have a winner.
Don Sutton.
And nobody guessed it but Mark. It's 9:45. We'll get a wrap-up on the NFL draft in just a minute.
A cookie is a cookie and a loo is a loo. Both are good, but one is too good to be a cookie, so we call them loo.
Did you pick up the milk and eggs?
No, but I got something better.
I ask for milk and eggs and you bring me cookies?
Please don't call them cookies. These are Marie Lou biscuits by Lou. They're made with fresh eggs and milk. Not too sweet, and they're so crispy.
Mmm, they're good. So does this mean if I ask for Marie Lou, I'll get milk and eggs?
Biscuits and wafers made by Lou. Biscuits, creams, and patties too. Cookie is a cookie and a Lou is a Lou. Both are good, both are good, but one is too good.
Marie Lou biscuits by Lou. Please don't call them cookies.
It is now 13 minutes before 10 o'clock. This is the Boone and Erickson Show on CCO Radio. We have Chuck Liljengren there.
Yes, Roger. The Chicago Board of Trade, May corn at 229 and three quarters, down a quarter. May wheat, 296 and a half, up one. May soybeans, 529, up one and a half. May soy oil, 1720, up 16 points. May soy meal, 152.30, unchanged. May oats, 96 and a half, down a quarter. Kansas City, May wheat, 265 and a half, down three quarters. And Minneapolis, May wheat, 339 and a quarter, down a half. Chicago Mercantile Exchange, June live cattle, 34.85, up 65. May feeder cattle, 53.20, up 63. June hogs, 44.55, up 65. May pork bellies, 55.60, up 105. At South St. Paul, steers 52 to 53, a package up to 53.20. Heifers 51 to 52, a package 52.40. Holstein steers 47 to 48. Slaughter cows 39, a few 40. Bulls 49, a few 52, as high as 52. Barrels and gilts 41, 41 and a half. Light sows 37 to 37 and a half. Heavies 41, and boars $33. The sheep and lambs, the lambs shorn, 76 to 78, spring lambs, 78 to 80. Cash fours, live cattle, June 51.75, August 49, October 48 and a quarter. Those are strong to 50 higher. Feeder cattle, May 50, August 51.75, September 51 and a half, mostly 50 higher. Live hogs, June 41.50, July 41.50, and August 39, those are 50 higher.
Thorn Apple Valley. Now, that's a pretty-sounding spot, isn't it?
That's a pretty darn good meat company, isn't it?
Yeah, Thorn Apple Valley meets you.
Yeah, can you imagine hot dogs without any sugar and very little salt?
Isn't it the sugar and salt that give it the taste?
Well, sure, except at Thorn Apple Valley, they get the good taste with a special blend of all-natural spices, you see.
Did you say all-natural spices?
Yeah, and you get the fresher taste as well because they use fresh, lean cuts of meat for hot dogs, bacon, lunch, and meats.
Thorn Apple Valley meats. Better. Because they're made that way.
Yeah, sure. Say 11 minutes before 10 o'clock and 55 degrees, a woman called a listener and said she heard as a child, mind your P's and Q's and wonder where it came from. And did you hear that when you were a child, P's and Q's?
All the time, yeah. P's and Q's.
And it wasn't only Scandinavian, it was everybody.
Right.
And Roger says it comes from where?
It comes from the English, as I recall it. Mind your pints and quarts. And at the pub, somebody get behind the payments, and
sure.
You order another one, and they say, you mind your pints and quarts.
Yeah.
To Britain in this day, you don't order a glass of beer, you order a pint.
Yeah. Say, we were talking to to Tim Orland and Paul Flatley, NFL draft. Are they standing by right now? A little wrap-up? Can we have a brief one?
I am standing by, Paul Flatley. He's gone to work. He has
a real job.
All right, first choice today, guys. Tampa Bay took Bo Jackson, the running back from Auburn. Atlanta picking second, grabbed nose tackle Tony Casillas out of Oklahoma. Houston took quarterback Jim Everett from Purdue. The fourth choice, Indianapolis Colts, John Hand, a defensive end from Alabama. Then St. Louis grabbed Anthony Bell, a linebacker from Michigan State. New Orleans, the sixth overall pick, took Jim Dombrowski, an offensive lineman from Virginia. Kansas City took Brian Joswiak, a 300-pound offensive lineman from West Virginia. The Vikings traded their number 8 pick in the first round to San Diego, and the Chargers used that to select Leslie O'Neal, a defensive end from Oklahoma State. Pittsburgh took John Reinstrup, an offensive guard from Temple. Keith Byers of Ohio State, the running back, went to Philadelphia, the 10th overall choice. Cincinnati took Joe Kelly, a linebacker from Washington. Chuck Long, the Iowa quarterback, went to the Lions as the 12th overall pick. San Diego, on the first round, by its own choice, took James Fitzpatrick, a big offensive tackle from Southern Cal. The Vikings, with the 14th overall selection in the draft, took Gerald Robinson, a 6'3", 250-pound defensive end from Auburn. Seattle picked running back John L. Williams from Florida, a running back. And Buffalo has just selected Ronnie Harmon, a 190-pound running back from the University of Iowa. Within 10 minutes, Atlanta will have to make the 17th choice on the first round. The other player the Vikings got today in a trade with the New York Giants, offensive tackle Gary Zimmerman, who has been 2 years with the LA Express in the U.S. Football League. He is presently a free agent. Minnesota will have to sign him to a contract.
Okay, all the guys standing around there, women and guys, interested in the draft. How do they feel now about Zimmerman?
Well, I think very good. I think, Roger, there's no question that the Vikings needed help in the offensive line and a little checking with some of the people who are more familiar with Gary Zimmerman than I. They say he is an awesome physical specimen. And they think he's just going to be a great player, a dominating player in that offensive line.
And he has had then that pro experience of a couple of years that a college player wouldn't have.
That's absolutely right. He's out of the University of Oregon as a collegian, 2 years with the LA Express, and they say one of the best offensive linemen in the U.S. Football League. So the Vikings have two players. Well, you can say they have Zimmerman rounded up. They still have to sign him, but he makes no bones about it. He would very much like to play in the National Football League. Interest has waned here a little bit. The Vikings now don't have another choice until the fourth round.
Okay, you did a heck of a job there, Timmy.
Thanks, Raj. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you. Tim Moreland and Paul Flatley from the NFL Draft.
And best of luck to Janet Letness Martin and Alan Todman.
They got second helpings of cream and bread.
And bread.
So you're going to be somewhere today talking to people so they can meet you?
Yes, we are. I'm going to be at B. Dalton's at City Center in downtown Minneapolis, and Al's going to be out at Southdale at B. Dalton's at noon, from noon to 1 today.
People can come up to you and ask you about how to make funeral cake.
That's right.
With special
funeral
cake for
cake?
Funerals. You
You're
bet.
Kidding.
Oh,
what
yeah.
kind of funeral? What is that?
That's prune cake with a four-inch square cake.
Yeah.
Is that
well,
right?
All at the
a white icing.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you bet. And you had to do it the right way, too.
Well, okay. Listen, this has been the Boone Erickson Show.
Boone
Legend within their own mind.
Face it, you never know where or when your brakes are going to need work. That's why Midas has a guarantee that not only covers brake shoes and pads, it covers the whole country.
Take it to Midas. Take it to someone you trust. Take it to Midas. Take it to someone you trust.
So if they should ever wear out, no problem, no matter where you are. You can get new shoes or pairs in no time flat, and that's guaranteed from coast to coast, all across America, for as long as you own your car. For warranty terms, see your local Midas dealer.
Take it to Midas.
With a Midas brake guarantee, you'll never have to pay for pads or shoes again.
Take it to someone you trust.
Now, check your Sunday papers for Midas's brake special and get a free happenings book with coupons. See your nearby Midas dealer for details.
Ever want to talk to the head honcho of the Minnesota Highway Patrol? Well, you'll have your chance.
No.
Colonel Roger Letting's going to be here.
My buddy.
He's going to be here in just after 10 o'clock, and he's going to be watching you as you drive out to Stillwater today.
Well,
he's got all the guys out on the highway just ready.
And as we drive up to Breezy Point on Friday...
That's right.
I got cruise control, so I'm going to
well,
be all right.
Lucky for
Don't
you.
Don't worry, I won't go over the speed limit of 65
okay.
at any time.
That's the last time I was picked up. They said, don't you have cruise control? I said, no, this is an old car. I got to run.
Oh, all right.
But Roger Letting will be here right after 10.
Okay.
WCCO Radio News, Ray Christensen reporting. Unemployment is down in the Twin Cities metro area. Eric Escola reports from the Capitol.
Jobs and training, the 7-county unemployment rate dropped to 5.3% in March, down from 5.5% in February. Department analysts say the news is positive, with the number of unemployed dropping more than usual. Total employment showed slow growth in the month of March, with the strongest job gains in the construction and financial service areas. Job losses continue in the durable goods industries, especially in the computer-related groups. The 5.3% unemployment rate for March in the Twin Cities compares with an even 5% rate a year ago, and a national unemployment rate of 7.2%. The metro area labor force in March was 1.3 million people. Eric Escola, WCCO Radio News at the Capitol.
55 degrees at 9:55 and a half.
Some 25-year class reunion, huh, Norm?
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
Well, I went to business school, founded a steel mill, and retired to Fiji.
Gee, you did well.
Yupper. How about you? You were voted most likely to succeed. Still into machinery?
Yeah. Take my new John Deere R-Series riding mower.
Holy smokes. John Deere is your company?
John Deere's always been my company.
I never knew.
Anyway, I'm really excited about my new R-Series riding mower.
I can't believe it. You own a whole...
The new high-performance 30-inch mowing deck gives us better suction for better cuts.
Norm, how come you never told me this before?
I don't know. You didn't ask. Anyway, because the John Deere riding mower lifts and cuts my lawn so darn clean, I leave my hot dog stand early every day just to go home and my...
Wait a second. Hold it.
Yeah.
You own a John Deere riding mower?
Right. The R-Series, 2-year warranty.
You don't own the whole John Deere company?
The company? No. I own Normie's hot dogs. I got chili dogs. I got sour... Nice talking to you, Frank.
Nothing runs like a deer.
I hear you own your own lawnmower company, Normie.
No, I own... Yes, I do. It's very big. I'm filthy rich. I got yachts and big cars.
Any islands?
Yes, islands.
How
I got
about
a...
You?
The Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board has approved a request for a $50,000 feasibility study for a proposed year-round horse racing track at Coleraine. The city of Coleraine must raise an additional $15,450. Cost of the proposed track would be about $30 to $35 million. The track would be used year-round and would create up to 1,400 jobs in northeastern Minnesota. The Steger expedition is now less than 70 miles from the North Pole. Base camp manager Jim Gasparini says the six-member team could reach its destination by late today, tomorrow, or Thursday. The group includes three Minnesotans, progressing at about 20 to 25 miles a day. Funeral services will be held at 2 tomorrow afternoon in Madison, Wisconsin, for Badger football coach Dave McLean. McLean died of a heart attack yesterday at the age of 48. He had been exercising, then went into a sauna where he collapsed. The World Trade Center in St. Paul has a president. 55-year-old Roger Johnson has been named to the post. He was one of 270 candidates. Johnson is an international business consultant from San Francisco. A measles alert has been issued for northeastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Seven cases have been confirmed in East Grand Forks, two other cases confirmed in Nelson County, North Dakota, and Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Minnesota volunteers will be mailing about 85,000 brochures to Minnesotans who are eligible but don't receive food stamps. A national study shows about 190,000 low-income Minnesotans could be receiving food stamps but don't. Nationwide, officials are trying to reach more than 10 million hungry Americans. Officials say many non-participating people are too proud to ask for the help. The Minnesota Vikings have added two players thus far in the NFL football draft. Giving up draft number exchanges to the New York Giants, the Vikings got offensive lineman Gary Zimmerman, who played for 2 years in the U.S. Football League. Then drafting 14th in the first round, the Vikings picked defensive end Gerald Robinson of Auburn. The Vikings no longer have any second and third round picks, so barring further juggling of the numbers, their next player will come from the fourth round. We'll check Twin Cities weather in 10 seconds.
Take a look at Morty's Mazda.
9.9% financing on over 100 trucks in stock from just $59.95. Only at Morty's Mazda.
Take a look.
Highway 12 near 494 in Minnetonka.
For the St. Paul, Minneapolis area, mostly sunny and pleasant today. A high about 70. The winds will be south to southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely by tonight. A low of 50. Southerly winds, 15 to 25 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, cloudy and windy with a chance of morning showers and thunderstorms. And a high about 60 tomorrow. The current readings in the Twin Cities area. The barometer, 29.90 and rising. The wind from the southwest at 12 miles an hour, 72 degrees in the Twin Cities, and the temperature, a sunny 55 degrees.